And we continue emergency triple team traffic with Ricky Meese.
Unusually heavy delays with a KSL travel time of 55 to 60 minutes southbound I-15 to get from downtown to Bangor Highway northbound I-15. The delays continue. Your speeds may improve, but you're not out of slowdowns as you're going from the point of the mountain up to Murray. And now some heavy and slower speeds westbound on I-215 South Belt from 2300 East over to Redwood Road. Dave Meekum.
We've got some slow traffic for you waiting on I-215 on the west side. If you're coming southbound there, expect to pick up the delays right about I-80. They're going to be in place down past the 21st South Freeway. Looks like about 3500 South right now is still the spot where they'll start to break up. Also, 21st South Freeway seeing some slowing there for westbounders all the way from almost I-15 to out past I-215 on the west side. Be ready for that break tap. We got an accident they're cleaning up. This is an accident on 123rd South in Draper, about 150 West. That is blocking the two eastbound lanes there. And then in Utah County, you got delays right over the top of the point of the mountain, down past Thanksgiving Point and down into Lehigh, almost to Main Street before you see an improvement there, and northbound delays at Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Well, you're pushing 40 minutes. Emergency traffic delays in Davis County, but the 40-minute KSL travel time is occurring Salt Lake City to Farmington. You've got delays up from Centerville pretty steadily all the way up to Layton Hills Mall. Now, that was caused prior to Layton Parkway by a wreck that looks like it has been cleared, but it's left its ugly delays. 215 getting delayed up from I-80. Legacy Parkway getting slow back onto I-15. Highway 89, ugly delays up into Fruit Heights. You are slowing once again in the far west area with lane restrictions. Zero Res has some bad news. Your carpet is much dirtier than it looks. The good news is just for $31 per room, Zero Res will get it clean. Call 288-0 Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.